Hello, everyone, and welcome to Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Pete Costanis, and this is Season 2, Episode 28, and today is Record Store Day, and I will be talking about record stores that are no longer around in the Chicagoland area that I've frequently visited or remembered, and I will also talk about record stores today that are in business. This program is brought to you by the Record Vacuum by Ronco, and here is a commercial from 1977.
Introducing the amazing Record Vacuum by Ronco, the new stereo accessory that protects all your records. Simply insert your record into the record vacuum, turn it on, and your record rotates automatically, sweeping and vacuuming your records instantly, loosening deep damaging microdust particles, 33 and a thirds, 45, 78, any size fits.
It makes a great Christmas gift, and it's only $10.88.
Available at Walgreens, Woolworth Wilco, Montgomery Ward, Osco, Turnstile, Venture, Goldblatt's.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we are back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. That was the Record Vacuum by Ronco. And I used to watch that commercial all the time when I was growing up, especially during the Christmas season where they had all these wonderful products like Mr. Microphone, the Pocket Fisherman, Ice Cream Maker, a Buttoneer, of course, and the Record Vacuum. I never owned that contraption. I didn't know anyone else that owned it. I don't know if it really worked or not. I guess it did. So it was a very popular item for people who have owned record albums. And it was fun to watch. Anyway, today is Record Store Day 2021. And this is a special day for me and a lot of people who miss owning and playing vinyl records, and they're very nostalgic and they're still around, so you could still buy a turntable and play your old albums or buy new ones, and just like in the old days, and record stores still sell them. There's a lot of them in business. I could read off a few, like for example Rolling Stones, which is located in Norridge, Illinois. There's Reckless Records. There's a few locations in the Chicagoland area. Also, Dave's Records. He has a Twitter account. I see him all the time. And also Dusty Groove, which they were featured yesterday on WGN Morning News with Anna. And that was very interesting. I loved watching that segment. It was a lot of fun. And most record stores sell vinyl albums, and even some of them are unwrapped, and they probably cost a pretty penny. They cost a lot of money. And I will talk about record stores that are no longer around, and I will do that as well right now, of course. Excuse me. I have two Facebook pages. On Facebook, one is Hegwich Records and Cruise of Music. Hegwich Records, that was located, first it was located in the Hegwich neighborhood on the southeast side of Chicago, I think on Brandon Street. Then it moved to Calumet City. And I went to that store once, a long time ago, with a friend of mine. He drove me there, and I loved that place. It was kind of cramped, not too cramped, but a lot of records there. Oh, wonderful. And they had a lot of rock bands made personal appearances. I can think of three on the top of my mind. One was Black Oak, Cheap Trick, and of course, Van Halen. And I posted a photo of Van Halen visiting Hegwisch Records in 1978 on Twitter and Facebook. And I did that when Eddie Van Halen died, and that was a sad day because he was a marvelous guitar player. Oh, him and his band that played the most greatest rock songs ever. I still listen to them. And they opened a few other locations for Hegwisch Records. I think maybe one in, believe one in Indiana, one in Richardson Park. I can't think of the other location. And I have a Facebook page of Hegwisch Records. They have someone has a Facebook group of that, and I post it. I don't know why I created. I'm not sure why I created the page for that because I'm not from that area. But it just struck a chord with me. I found it very interesting, so I did that, and I've posted photos. And ever since, I have a I also have two YouTube videos. One, Hegwisch Records, and of course, one for National Record Day. You can find them on my YouTube channel under my name, Pete Costanis. And I think I will post them on my Facebook pages, and you will see the videos as well. Then I will talk about cruising music. I believe I talked about that record store in the past. It was located at 79th and Springfield on the corner, right across from Bogan High School. They had another location at Archer Avenue in California and the Brighton Park neighborhood. And a lot of people remember that location. And I never visited that one. The one located on 79th Street, I did frequently when I was a student at Bogan High School. And I used to go there after school most of the time, and I would just browse. That's the way I am. When I go to a record store or a bookstore, I just browse. I take my time. It is so relaxing and stress-free. Excuse me. And you thumb through the record albums at cruising. They also had 8-track cassettes, also tape cassettes. CDs came later in the early 80s. I'm sure they carried those. I didn't visit cruising in the 80s much, mostly in the late 70s, right up till 1981 when I graduated there at Bogan High School. So they also had concert t-shirts hanging there. They had the back room. They had the bongs, you know, the drug paraphernalia, which I've said before, it's funny to see that. But it was a great store. I do update that page in Hegwisch from time to time, so I will do that soon. And sometimes people send me photos of their jackets, buttons that had the Cruise and Music logo. There's Matchbooks. There's stuff on the internet you can search, and you can see that. The owner's son showed me a picture. He had a tattoo done on his arm, and it's a Cruise and Music. And I thought that was nice. He did that in honor of his father that owned the business, which is very touching. And it was a great store. Now I'm going to talk about other record stores that I've have patronized and visited. And I'll think of the ones that I did when I was younger. And I will start right now. I also visited record stores at Fort City Mall. There was one down in Peacock Alley. I can't think of the name of it. I think it's Village something. Someone could tell me that. I'm not sure. And there was, of course, you visited department stores that had the records department. And the ones I could think of was, in the past, was Polk Brothers. The Polk Brothers in Fort City, I don't think it had a record section. I don't remember. But there was Montgomery Ward, there was Woolworths, there was Weebolts, JCPenney's. Probably J.C. Penney's, I'm not sure, but I know Weebolts had one because when I was in high school and I was applying for a job, I ran into a girl that was in my class, and she was at the record department, and she bought an album of Led Zeppelin, And I still remember that to that day. And it's funny like that. And she bought that album there, which is amazing because I guess maybe she was shopping with her girlfriend, and then she just caught that album, caught her eye, and she bought it. And I'm trying to think what other stores I can't think of right now. But later on in Fort City, they opened, I believe, Musicland and Peaches Records and Tapes. And that was in the 80s. I can't think of anything else. I don't know if JR Music Shops opened there. I think it did. So I'll go through a lot of other record stores that are no longer around. And the last one I visited a record store was Coconuts, and that was at Chicago Ridge. And that went out of business as well. And but most of these record stores also sold movies, DVDs. And I think Blockbuster had stores that sold records. I think they did. They had CDs. I think mostly CDs. Very rare you would find record albums. But now Best Buy sells vinyl. It sells vinyl albums. I went there not too long ago, and I saw a section of it, and I went and I thumbed through it. It was great seeing those. It was a lot of fun. Okay, the other record stores I will mention right now that are there's a couple of them. One, it was called the Jazz Record Mart, and that was located at 27 East Illinois Street in Chicago. And the reason I would talk about that the owner of that store, his name was Bob Koester. I think that's how you pronounce his name. He passed away last month in May, and he was 88 years old. And he owned that record store for many, many years. And he had a knowledge of jazz. You would walk up to him if you see him. You ask him a question, he knew right away what you were looking for. Or he was wonderful. He was like an encyclopedia. Because I remember watching him on television. On Channel 11 WTTW, he was interviewed a couple of times, and it was fascinating to watch. I've never been to that store. I wish I did. Because I'm not a big jazz fan, but I would go anyway, just to browse and see that. Another store I want to mention that still sells record albums today is Barnes & Noble. And they also have CDs, but when Borders was in business, they did sell vinyl too, but they went out of business a few years ago. Excuse me. Okay, so record store was called Valhalla's. This is funny because that opened in 1972 in Oak Park, Illinois. It was located at 723 South Boulevard, and it moved to Harrison Street. I can't think of the address right now. And the owner's name was Val Camilletti, and she died in July 2018 of breast cancer. And she owned that restaurant since the beginning. And later on, the store closed, and believe it or not, I think one of the managers reopened it, and thank God he did. And that is another record store I did not that is one I have not been there yet, and I would love to go one day just to see what it's all about, and I'm sure it's wonderful. So sometimes when you see record stores, they don't sell CDs. That's not in favor anymore, but you might find cassette tapes or 8-tracks. 8-tracks are very rare. You can find them on eBay or any other auction site, but at stores, not too much. Also, another record store that's been around is Beverly Records in the Beverly neighborhood on Western Avenue. I've been there once, and I would love to go there again. And it was one; it's a great store. If you're looking for any albums or CD, any rare recordings, you would go there. Okay. And the other record stores that have been out of business, I will go through a few things. Let's see what we got. Oh, there was Wax Trax on the north side. I never visited there, but it was very famous. And last I heard, it's been closed for a while, but they are bringing it back for some reason. And they are making a documentary about that, which I'm looking forward to watching it. So that'd be fun to watch that when it comes out. And then there was another record store that was located in Westmont called Remember When. And they had a lot of rare albums, tape cassettes, 8-tracks. That closed about over 10 years ago. I remember the owner. And he said, I called him one time and I asked him about a particular CD I'm looking for. And he told me, well, you better get here soon because I'm closing up soon and I'm retiring. I'm moving away. So I said, oh, okay. So thank God I went there. And he was almost giving stuff away, but he had everything marked down. So that was a fun store to go. And it was located in Westmont on Ogden Avenue. I'm trying to remember where exactly. Probably passed by Cass Avenue. I could be wrong, or I'm not sure. Anyway, so let's see what else. There was Rose Records. Who remembers Rose Records? That was located at 214 South Wabash Avenue. They also had there was another known location. It was on Ashland Avenue, probably near Belmont, I think. I'm not sure exactly. When I started the Facebook page on Van Chicagoland, which was Chicago Extinct Businesses, that was one of the first photos I posted. And that photo took by storm because a lot of people loved it and remembered it. And Rose Records, I've been to the one on downtown many times when I worked there in the 80s, and it was a fun store, very nice. It's too bad it's no longer around. And let's see what else we got. I'm going to think of record stores on the top of my head. There was one called Oranges, and that was located in a few locations. And I remember that. And there was also Laurie's Records. There was one downtown, people remember a particular location in Evanston on Sherman Avenue. And I remember they sold a lot of classical music. And I read a story that Luciano Pavarotti, when he was alive, and he promoted a record album, but he was a diva and very bossy. And sometimes he arrived late and he was very demanding. But that's how people like that are, when you're famous. And that's another record store that's gone. I'm trying to think what else. There were a couple of them. There was one called Record Town, and I think that was located in Skokie. And I can't think of the guy's name. He was a very famous man. I think he was on a radio. I'm trying to think of it. So let's see what else we got. I can think of the top of my head. There was another one called Shake, Rattle, and Red in Uptown near Broadway and Lawrence, right near the Uptown Theater. And let's see. Oh, there was also, Sam Goody's Musicland. Musicland was very, I mentioned that before when it was located at 4C, but they were nationwide. And also Sound Warehouse. A lot of people forgot about that record store. I'm still stuck on the restaurants, because that's one of my favorite subjects of discussing. Oh, here's another one. Crow's Nest, the original one. I think it was in Crest Hill, Illinois, but they had one downtown. They had one downtown. Oh, I thought of another couple of places. There was Downtown Records and Discount Records. I remember that. Yeah, it's wonderful. More are coming. More are coming. There was a Record Exchange. Here's one in Homewood called Record Swap. And there was one called Looney Tunes, and I think that was located in Lombard. It could be LaGrange, and there was one record store in LaGrange called Swollen Head Records and Tapes. That was funny. And I just remembered there was one called Temple Records in Oakland on West 95th Street. A lot of people remember that. A lot of people remember it. And and also The Flip Side. Oh, I remember The Flip Side. The first one was located on Foster Avenue on the north side in Chicago. Then they expanded it. They expanded to the suburbs. So I remember that. See, there are more coming. More are coming through my head, and it's amazing. The Flip Side, I visited there. Can't think of what else we got. Isn't it? It's amazing what you remember of places that you visit. And like I said before, my favorite thing of going to a record store or a bookstore is browsing. You can spend hours there. You know, I'm very slow, you know, because I can't, it's so magnetic that you can't get away, you know, from a place like that. And I miss doing, I still do that when I go to Barnes and Nobles, you know, when I look at books, but it's not the same anymore because now everything's digital and you can buy songs through iTunes. Now it's called Apple Music, or you could download them. And so it's nice. It's convenient. Someone would ask me, what's my favorite music format? And I say, well, I like CDs. I really do. But album covers, they're like works of art. Yeah, it's wonderful. I can name a couple albums that are catching to the eye, like Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club's Band by the Beatles. And then a few Led Zeppelin songs. Oh, in the 70s, they were beautiful. Beautiful. Okay, so that'll be all for today. For this episode of Record Store Day. And I'm glad you could join me because this is a special day. So if you're in the mood to buy your record album, just stop by to your favorite record store and browse, maybe buy a record album or a CD. If they have tape cassettes or 8-tracks. Oh, 8-tracks. There's one more thing. My favorite albums that I bought at Cruisin' on the top of my head was the Pieces of Eight by Styx. And I bought the 8-track because I had an 8-track player. And I also bought the Cars, their first album, and their second album, Candio. And those two are my favorite albums of all time. I never get tired of listening to those songs. I still listen to them on my computer, on the radio, even CDs. I still love them. And a funny thing, during the 70s, they had KTEL Records, and they advertised, and the first record album I bought at Cruisin' was, strangely enough, The Hit Machine, that came out in 1975. And they had some wonderful artists singing on that. And also, my brother told me he bought Peter Frampton's album, the Pink Album. I can't think of the top of my head what's the name of it. It's so weird. You forget stuff like that. And he should have kept it, but he didn't. So he also bought KC and the Sunshine Band. I wish he kept that. That would have been a lot of money now. Okay, that'll be all for today, for this episode. This is Van Chicagoland Stories, the podcast, Season 2, Episode 28. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and I hope you can join me for my next episode. So bye-bye from me, and take it away, Ray Rayner.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.